Welcome to CBD University with Dr. Andre. I am Dr. Matt Andre. I'm a family physician here in Bloomington. And if you are looking for high quality, full spectrum CBD hemp oils, you can find us and check us online at www.andremedicalservices.com or give us a call at 812-331-8282. I forgot my own phone number. We're also a full-service family practice, and if you're looking for a family doc, you can let us know about that, too. Well, we are on here every week talking about the issues and the possibilities that exist in this new space we're all learning about, CBD and hemp oil. And we're all very excited as practitioners to be to have this entirely new tool to put in our toolbox for helping patients. And I tell you, in the last year of this extremely steep learning curve, I have just been blown away by what I have seen and witnessed with patients. And one of the things we want to do on this program is invite other practitioners and as well as patients who have seen some of these experiences to come on and share with us things that they've seen and help just discuss and educate people about the CBD and the hemp oil space so that they can decide if this is something that might be a benefit for them and their health. And with me today is my very good friend, a very accomplished healer, Dr. Troy Factora. Dr. Factora runs a physical therapy facility on the west side of Bloomington, TheraPlay, and we've shared I don't know how many patients over the years. And I'm very honored to have Dr. Factora with us today. Hello, Troy. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I think that, Troy, you and I are very similar in many ways in the ways that we try to take care of patients. I feel like we both understand that, in essence, you and I, we don't necessarily do much ourselves, but we provide coaching and we try to help people and facilitate them getting healing from within. But just for a moment, if you could tell us a bit about your philosophy and how you have learned over the years that it's been best the best practices in helping people.
Well, it started with I'm a practicing physical therapist. I've practiced for close to 25 years, but in that long span of practice, I've seen so many insufficiencies and flaws in learning and just craving for something that needs to balance the overall body system rather than targeting just certain lines. So I was fortunate that, you know, working on musculoskeletal and stuff, you're able to see a big picture of that, you can connect the dots, sort of say, that problem here, problem there, you know, you got to connect it. So in that way, you're looking at a total human being, the total person,
yes,
both in and out. That would be, for me, the journey that I decided to take this, because it can't be just one part. It has to be the total human body, human being that needs to be addressed. So, and which leads me to a lot of manual approaches. You know, I'm a practicing manual osteopath as well, you know, not osteopathic medicine, but manual osteopath that does manipulation, mobilization, you know, all that craniosacral work, things like that. That just connects the dot again from a perspective of shoulder, hip, you know, knee,
yes,
back, neck, all that kind of region. That just it has to be a balance, which is the same thing as the science that we're talking about with regards to CBD and full spectrum hemp oil.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I've always felt remarkable is you seem to have a unique ability to understand the way that traumas and injuries affect people. And I've been so struck with that in either conversations we've had about patients or about your notes when I get them back, is you just seem to have a way of understanding how our body responds to trauma. And speak to that just a minute, if you would, because I know a lot of times you will actually find older injuries that people either forgot about or maybe didn't even know they had that are contributing to the whatever the current problem is that we're seeing them for on a given day.
Yes, exactly. You're correct, Doc. We have the same body since we got out of the womb. It just changes in agility, strength. All that part are original, except for, you know, when we have our knee replaced or hip replaced or any kind of implant, everything is original. But cumulatively, the body goes through this kind of process of change, which includes factors after factors of small, bigger, small trauma. The body remembers trauma. Sometimes the body heals from actually a wound or a broken bone or something, but the body remembers that trauma. Trauma after trauma sinks, you know, just like an onion. Layer after layer, it is formed until it's so hard that when it's thrown at you, it actually hurts, you know.
Yeah.
So the trauma that builds up, sometimes the body needs to be facilitated to release that trauma. We all have so many interventions from a mind, from a body, from a skeletal, from a hormonal, from a chemical standpoint. All that is addressing the same kind of issue, except, you know, we're peeling off different layers of that onion. So in a sense, trauma is the biggest factor in the body, because it's also related to how we fire up our autonomic nervous system,
yes,
our flight or fight, or our rest and digest. When that is imbalanced, we will see system failure somewhere. It can be gastrointestinal. It can be hormonal. It can be neural. It can be emotional.
Yes. Yep.
It can be musculoskeletal. So it can be anything. So there you go. There's the puzzle piece that we need to look at, that where's the failure zone? Boom. That's
yep.
what we want to address. But the other effects of it are still there.
Yes.
It needs to be also addressed. So in a sense, that's my guiding philosophy. It's just like we survived the entirety from getting out of the womb
yes.
to the present time. With all those factors considered, all those trauma, all those disease process, all the experiences, all the relationships and things like that, that's all us. That makes us who we are right now.
Makes up our story. You know, I promise we're going to get to the CBD and hemp oil here in a moment, but do you often find, too, that when you begin someone in a healing process, that in essence you begin to uncover those next layers that it almost feels, it's not that people get worse, but that they almost re-experience some of these things, but that is actually part of the healing process.
Yes, yes. A lot of times, you know, human beings, we're good escape artists. <You know>? we escape. Then we think that we have healed. Yes, but we actually survived. True, we survived.
Yes.
But then when you slowly uncover the causation, and this point connects to this point, you start to uncover those kind of old trauma. That's actually the point of escape where we survive. That
yes.
doesn't mean we're going to be stuck again there, because the present time says that we already survived. But the body memory, the mind memories, the emotional memory is still there. So that needs to be what we need to address and be able to overcome in order to remove that from our trauma list or our injury list or our experience list, so that the body can go on. Otherwise, you know, without uncovering that, without somebody passing through and turning that rock over and closing that chapter in their book, it's going to go on and on and on until
right.
something fails again. Isn't that like what you said? It's not like they're getting worse. They'll say, hey, Troy, now my foot is hurting and my hip's better and stuff. But you see their story.
Yes.
It all started when they got sprained.
It's almost like the body is a book in itself, and it reads
yes.
like a story. And, you know, you and I have talked a number of times over this last year as we've begun to step forward and understand and use hemp oil for our patients. That, I mean, I've not talked about you about this part specifically, but I don't know that I've seen an agent, be it a drug or a nutraceutical or anything, that has had this much potency at helping people get back on a healing track. From such a wide variety of places, everything from physical trauma to muscle weakness to neuropathies and so forth. And I would just love you to tell us a few of the things that you've witnessed in using this for patients, if you don't mind.
Yes, actually, the most recent I have, I was really stunned by it, very amazed. It was the first time that I was able to text and communicate to patients, clients that are currently right on the spot taking it, you know, because some of them will be, I'll send them back, send them home with the actual product and try it, and mm-hmm. they'll report to me. But a week ago, it was actually, oh, I opened my box and it's here. And then, you know, she was texting me and she said, you know, I'm taking some of this. And right there, you know, she's just evolving like a different person. She wasn't sure if she's still alive. She said, I feel so good. This lady has had JRA, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, since she was about 10.
Wow.
And then became RA and then lupus, fibromyalgia. She's receiving infusion therapy and chemotherapy for all the connective tissue disease and her RA. But then all that, she also got stuck with a lot of narcotics, a lot of prednisone and things like that. All that she's still taking, it seemed to she's surviving well. But she's kind of stuck in this kind of, you know, rock that she can't get out of and become really self to how she's functioning. So she tried it. And after just 5 minutes of trying it, she said her headache, her migraine went away. And she wasn't sure if she's, you know, it's like she's still alive because she's not in pain. She was able to go flights of stairs. But before, she has to go on a wheelchair,
wow,
perform her job. She's actually a healthcare worker, too, but she's mm-hmm. a speech therapist, so she sits in a wheelchair. But anyway, she became more functional. So that kind of opened the avenue to, like, wow, this is really something. Another lady is like has fibromyalgia, has lupus, and cannot take. The doctor, the physician, has tried so many medicines. So finally he said, you know, you might want to explore this other avenue. And so she said, you know, I know somebody who I can contact with regards to this kind of science and how we can try. So she tried. After a day, like she said, I sleep so well that the following day I don't have fatigue anymore. You know how we sleep and then we don't sleep and then the following day you're more fatigued, you're more achy, you're more painful.
Yes.
And it seems like she's not taking any kind of medicine because she can't.
She can't tolerate
it. There's that avenue to that. Instead of having that, oh, well, let's wave the white flag because there's nothing for us option out there for any kind of help or supplement.
Yes.
There's something here that is evolving, really, that people, that patients that cannot take anything and has taken everything to, seem like they can add this to the picture and it makes a difference.
Yep.
You know, people will be different, but that's what I've seen so far. No headaches going away. Restless leg, anxiety, mm-hmm. number one is sleep.
Yep.
Just the overall inflammation and the imbalance in the system. Well, people would ask, you know, how about my pain, you know? And the education is really, this is the part where education of folks, like what you mentioned, is really needed because they need to understand it is not a pain-relieving supplement.
Correct.
It is something that might help assist in the overall chronic inflammatory cycle that the body's going through.
Yep.
That when we kind of help that, we also help the other parts. You know, somebody might say, hey, Troy, I still have pain. Okay, you look like you're happy today. You still have pain, but I don't have the anxiety. It's like I'm not looking at the clock
when
I have to take my medicine again.
That's right. And you know, I want to make sure to mention, too, and you and I have talked about this as well, we always try to be careful when we're talking to patients because this is a supplement. It's not a drug. It's not a pharmaceutical. And so we're not making a claim on here that we're curing any condition or disease. But what we are saying is that we've begun to understand that the reason that extracts from this plant help us is that we get deficient in some of our own compounds called endocannabinoids that this plant is effective at helping replace. And it can
That's
be
right.
very difficult to predict what might get better. So we're not saying this is a cure for JRA or a cure for migraines. But what we are saying is that a number of conditions that people suffer from, it's until you try it, it may be the best way to know whether an endocannabinoid dysfunction is part of the reason you're suffering from that. And
Correct.
When we take this supplement, we're assisting the body at getting back into balance. And I think one of the reasons that people tend to sleep so well with it, it's not that it's a sleep aid. It's that most of us are very sleep deficient because
That's right.
we
Yeah.
haven't slept enough or effectively enough for oftentimes years. And it's amazing how many things can improve if sleep improves. And again, part and parcel with that, with the trauma and the ways that the body deals with that, so much of that healing occurs during the parts of deep sleep. Speak to that just a moment, if you can, how important you think sleep is for patients getting improvement.
Well, since we have, you know, the main topic that I'm always looking at is the autonomic nervous system, which is not our cortical, which is not our thinking, our justifying, reasoning part.
The automatic cycle, background system.
That's right. The cycle of that is when we're flight or fleeing, when we're awake, or when we're rest and digesting. So that means in order for there to be a balance in that system too, somebody has to rest, which
yes.
is rest is a sleep. So when the everything kind of goes flowing, you know, relaxing, recharging, you know, regrouping with the system of the body, there has to be a rest. So if there's not enough rest, we don't swing back into the action of fleeing and fighting the following day in our work, in our daily tasks, in our life. We don't have enough energy to be fleeing and fighting.
Yes.
Because we haven't really rested.
Yep.
And everything just goes rolling from that perspective of, you know, delta sleep cycle. You know, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter, you know, you get 4 hours, you know, you're so refreshed, you know.
Yes.
But with regards to the supplement, you know, a lot of people, number one is really sleep. Like when you said, everybody's deficient with sleep. Everybody is so stimulated while they're so awake that it even bothers and extends their flight or fight mode into their time that's supposed to be sleeping.
Yes.
So they never get the actual restful area. Then the following day kind of repeats itself. And so the body and the mind gets weaker and weaker. We can develop disease processes just from there, inadequate rest, inadequate exercise, and just kind of a vicious cycle. So the supplement kind of works the same way. And like what you said, you know, everybody will be affected differently. This is not a cure. This is not a replacement for any kind of medicine that we take. But sometimes the best way to really try if their receptors in their bodies are craving for something because of that deficiency is to try.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the challenges for us, and especially in the fact that this is not a pharmaceutical, it's not a drug, it doesn't require a prescription, is that these are things that people can take on their own. These are things that other practitioners that are not MDs can recommend or even give to patients. And figuring out the way for it to meld with their other treatments that they may be getting can sometimes be a challenge, not because the supplement itself is a problem, but because sometimes they quit needing them. So I am always cautious when people have other physicians and this is something they want to try that I tell them, you know, do communicate with them. It's definitely true that there's a wide spectrum of understanding among medical doctors about CBD and cannabinoids. Some are becoming pretty well versed in it, but the vast, vast majority have never been taught anything. So you don't always know what response you're going to get. But I have to say, at least in our community, it's been pretty good. I have found that most of our practitioners here have been had a pretty open mind, that they have begun to understand some of the principles. And I think that's one of the things that you and I want to do is help educate our colleagues as well about this physiology and these products. Because whether or not that individual practitioner feels comfortable using or recommending them, these are often things that people are going to take with or without their approval. So,
correct.
It's having
just
that
like
information.
Any other supplement.
That's right. That's right. When you don't need permission, I mean, but it's still important to know kind of what our patients and clients are taking. So I do encourage people to go ahead and communicate, start that conversation. In the end of the day, it's your body. You get that decision. And really, there aren't a lot of dangers. I mean, as you've seen as well as I have, this is one of the safest things I've ever recommended for people, a lot of vitamins and supplements included.
Yes, yes. I think the only way we can get hurt, like what we have mentioned before, you know, if it's an expensive way to get hurt to, is that if you put it, if you put about, you know, how many ounces would there be in a bucket of water and stuff, and you stick your head
in it,
you kind of drown, and you know, that's the only thing you own time to really get hurt, because it's really truly, if it's water soluble, you'll flush it out.
Yep.
You know, it's not for everybody, and that's where the science is. It needs to be also still tweaked. Like, for you might be 2 drops, for me might be 10 drops. For
yes.
somebody else might be 4 drops.
That's
it's
right.
just that it depends on, the, it, you know, Doc, this is really showing the individuality
yes.
Theory that everybody is really different and unique, because your receptors, your system might be craving for some, mm-hmm. but not all, but not the same as me or you or her.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, Troy, we're actually coming close to our time here, but I really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing. I think it's so valuable for people to understand that they have a lot of support from colleagues in our community who have begun to understand and use these products so that they can feel comfortable, and that it might be something that could really add a lot to their health, and they needn't really fear the concept. But having some practitioners like you who can maybe help guide them at best ways to do that is just absolutely invaluable. So I really appreciate your spending time with me today. I appreciate the great and amazing way that you give of yourself to your patients, because you've helped certain people, so many people, just from my practice, kind of on a healing road in ways that I wouldn't have known how to do. So you're a great asset to this community, and really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Doc. I appreciate all your support and all the opportunities, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And so we'd love the chance to ask you back again and get another update later, if that's all right.
All right. That sounds good. I'm always here.
And how can people find you if they're interested in talking to you about their healing?
Actually, our practice is Bloomington Orthopedic and Spine Center, but we're known as in the community as TheraPlay. And our phone number is 812-332-7529. And most of the folks here in the office are also well-versed with what the endocannabinoid system and the hemp and the CBD. But we're located here in the west side, close to the new YMCA, across from Hanna Trucking on the West Fertile Pike. But people drop by and ask questions. We're very open, and I can give them a call if they want to talk and those kind of things. Just be open and leave a message with the front desk, and I'll be glad to talk to you folks anytime.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Troy. I really appreciate it and look forward to having you back.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for joining us on CBD University with Dr. Andree.